Why do people cry? Or why don't they cry? Want to know? There is a physiological and survival cause for crying. The tears contain minute quantities of pheromones, the happy chemicals, that ameliorate the pain, whether it is physical or emotional. There are different kinds of crying. From pain, from anguish, from fear, from being moved, from love, from loss. And then there is the crying from anger, from frustration, and also the cry to manipulate. To get something. To make someone feel guilty. Some crying is incredibly healthy. Healing. Helps staying sane. Other types of crying are incredibly harmful. They anchor the emotion, resentment, anger, vengefulness, self-righteousness. Although this second type of crying is not healthy. Students of mine who reacted to pain or perceived pain with crying at the time, are lighter on their feet, and do much better in the playground, where the main job is to see that there is and there can't be anything wrong in reality. That there has not been, there can't be anything wrong in their lives. I won't talk about the methodology of how we reached that incredible feat in that long course. But to be sure, students that did cry are head and shoulders ahead of the non-criers, because they don't rigidly insist that what happened to them was wrong. And even today, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years later, they insist on those things being wrong. It is not an intellectual issue, they may see, with their minds, that it was what it was, but not with their right brain. They have a right brain deficiency. Their right brain is not participating in their lives, and because it is not participating, it cannot help them see through the lies and delusions. So they are stuck. They have a predictable dull effect, at least most of the time, and they are self-righteous that they were wronged, slighted, disrespected, robbed of their due, etc. I didn't cry when my mother clobbered me. I didn't cry when she danced on my chest in her high heels. I didn't cry when she left me in the street as a toddler. I didn't cry. But I cried plenty when she wasn't around. Her favorite saying was, "Stop crying or I'll give you a reason to cry." So I grit my teeth and suppressed crying when she was around. It wasn't safe to cry around her. When I was around 40, I asked a woman I knew, why I had dry eyes syndrome. Burning dry eyes. She looked at me and said, "You have a lot of crying to do." So I did. And by gosh, it worked. I cry a lot nowadays too. I cry from sadness, from loss, from being inspired, moved. I cry. And I am better for it. My mother didn't cry. She had wicked dry eyes till she died. The anniversary of her death, July 2nd, is coming up. I grieve what could have been but wasn't. And I am crying as I am writing this. I have been very lucky. My brain is perfectly balanced, as some tests show. I do everything with my full brain. My activities over the years made sure that this is so. Sports, dance, drawing, musical instruments, singing, gardening, sewing, pantomime, telling jokes, writing, architecture, I did enough right brain dominant activities. So even after my major brain damages where 30% of my brain tissue died for lack of blood supply, I still have a balanced brain. Albeit not physically. If one side of your brain dominates, just like a rowing boat where one hand is much stronger than the other, you cannot move forward, you are going to spin around your axis. You won't be able to have a vision, because as you are spinning, you are hardly ever facing the horizon you would go towards. And lastly, you can't keep DNA capacities active, capacities that rely on your right brain to function. Capacities like the sight. When I look at the chart I use to track who kept on the sight capacity and who didn't, I find that quite a few characteristics I measure in the starting point measurements match the picture the capacity retainment shows. Also, it is worth mentioning that the angry cry, the resentful cry, the unquote, I am slighted and crot, cry, the manipulative cry are all right brain cries, they strengthen the self-righteousness. To raise your vibration, to start your journey to become a human being, the next evolutionary level of humanity, you need to be able to hold on to capacities that are controlled by the right brain. I am embarking on teaching how to activate and strengthen the right brain, and cause a whole brain person who can move forward. I am using Michael Lavery's technology to do that. One of the main benefits of the program is to be able to grow. Another is, getting stronger, getting definitely happier, and for some, losing weight. Why? Because the brain burns sugar like there is no tomorrow, when you make it perform feats it doesn't easily perform, like the activities in this program. I'll do it because I have the ambition to be the best I can be, no matter my history. My brain is now 30%, while my heart is 70%. I want my heart and my brain match. Too much to ask? We shall see. I have put all you need to get started, and all you need to make a decision if it is for you, or not, in my mobile app. 1. Sign up through this form. You will get an email that tells you what to do next. You can also watch a very short video to see how and what to do once you get your email. Also, there is a short video that shows you what you need to do, if you are not very tech savvy. 2. Email me, and I'll send you an email through the mobile app. The email will tell you what to do next. Sophie@yourvibration.com. The program is inside my paid programs. I will add you manually. Why manually? I want to know who is joining me there. Frown.